You are listening to KCBX Central Coast Public Radio here on NPR One. I'm Randall White. 90 years ago this June, Santa Barbara was rocked by a major earthquake that really changed the look of the city. As KCBX's Lisa Osborne explains, the disaster helped pave the way for what we now know as the Santa Barbara style.
Since the town of Santa Barbara that they thought would never fall.
Nowadays, when you walk through downtown Santa Barbara, you see a very specific Spanish colonial architectural style to the buildings along State Street. There were actually rumblings about creating a uniform building code in the city even before the big earthquake. Historian Neil Graffy says the saloons and storefronts looked much different way back then.
Starting from as old as adobe buildings to false-fronted wooden western-style buildings to heavy brick buildings and sandstone ornamentation.
The magnitude 6.3 shaker struck at dawn on June 29, 1925, reducing much of the city's business district to rubble. 11 people lost their lives, but Graffy says had the quake struck later in the day, the death toll likely would have climbed much higher.
The heavy ornamentation on these buildings as they collapsed just simply dumped on the sidewalks.
Unlike other major quakes of the time, there was no fire, thanks to some quick-thinking utility workers.
A man dashed through the building as it was falling apart and pulled the switches to cut the electricity to Santa Barbara. His name was William Engel. At the gas company, a man named Henry Ketz was doing the same thing. He shut the gas off to the city.
News of the disaster spread quickly, making headlines around the world. It even inspired a song by country crooner Vernon Dalhart.
They were searching for their families that the earthquake tore.
Believe it or not, these so-called event songs were popular in the 1920s. The shaking had barely stopped when Santa Barbarans headed downtown to help their neighbors.
There was some 400 people patrolling the streets, pulling buildings down, looking for survivors, digging through the debris.
The 19 seconds of violent shaking on that Monday morning provided a clean slate. The city would rise from the debris, rebuilding in what would become the Santa Barbara style. Thick white walls and red tile roofs.
The Santa Barbara News Press building, built by George Washington Smith, was the architect in that Spanish style. City Hall, El Paseo, Santa Barbara High School, and the Libero Theater all survived, and they pointed to those as saying, see how these were built, and this is what we have to do.
Soon newspaper headlines were proclaiming Santa Barbara would rise as a dream city. Later, when it became one of the first cities to adopt a uniform building code, it attracted more national attention.
A lot of the arts magazines and building magazines of the time, and they are looking at Santa Barbara, seeing what we are doing.
Today, most of Santa Barbara's classic buildings, including the courthouse where I spoke with Neil Graffy, have been reinforced to withstand an earthquake better. But most citizens are not as prepared. Santa Barbara County Fire Captain Dave Zanaboni says it's critical to have extra supplies on hand before disaster strikes.
The most important thing for people to understand is they may be on their own for some time in the event of a disaster like an earthquake before help arrives. So it's very important to be prepared and have a disaster kit and have a plan with your family.
In Santa Barbara, I'm Lisa Osborne, KCBX News.
You can see vintage aerial footage of the damage and photos of newspaper headlines, as well as find information on how you can be prepared for the next big one. It's all at kcbx.org. Also, the Santa Barbara Historical Museum's anniversary earthquake exhibit runs through July the 5th. I'm Randall White, KCBX News, here on NPR One.